The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, his rivals greed and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this fourth hour. You know, when I was listening to Alex Jones interview Roger Stone earlier, and they were talking about how people were misportraying the call for us to get involved, saying that's a call for violence, you know, just like they said when Donald Trump said, hey, if you try to steal this, there's going to be riots, okay? No, you're threatening people. Listen, isn't it interesting that Cruz can go to these states like Colorado, he can twist arms, he can lobby delegates, and it's just politics. But if we, the people, want to twist arms and lobby the delegates, that's a call to violence. You understand how that works? Because, you see, we're not stakeholders. We don't have a voice. Vox Populi doesn't exist anymore, okay? Shut up and sit down. This isn't your party. This is their party. And they'll burn it down if they want to. Remember that link that was on Drudge yesterday? I don't know if you saw that or not. Alex may have talked about it today. There was an angry letter from somebody in Colorado saying, you're going to do this? I am going to abandon the GOP. You're going to lose people for a generation. He wrote that to the Colorado GOP chair. And the guy said, okay, fine, burn down the party. He doesn't care. You know, it's his party. He'll cry if he wants to. If he doesn't want to, he won't. Because, you know, really, they don't care if the party burns down. They want to burn this country down. It's what I've seen all over this country when I go and talk to the people, the loggers who've had their economy shut down by the federal government, the ranchers, the miners, everyone across this country. They are willing to literally burn down areas of Oregon so that they can take over everything. The only thing that's being built in John Day, Oregon, are federal facilities for bureaucracies. They have allowed the fuel to set there on the ground, literally burning this industry down. And you know, when this logger, when we interviewed him, we went out there after what happened in Oregon. We spent the time talking to the people that Lavoie Finicum and the others were on their way to talk to. They had 400 people there. They were gaining traction. That's why they had to arrest those people. That's why they had to kill Lavoie Finicum. So we wanted to talk to them and understand what they were doing. So we talked to the guy who organized that rally. He was someone who had worked all of his life in that area as a logger. He didn't want to destroy the forest. He wanted to manage the forest. It's the government that wants to destroy it. And he accused the government of deliberately destroying all of this. And, you know, I was listening to the Pentagon's brain. I do that once in a while when I really get fired up on my way in. I listened to that book we interviewed the author, Annie Jacobson. Excellent book, going back, talking about DARPA's history. They were talking about Vietnam. They were talking about Agent Orange and how they wanted to try to deforest, go through a policy of deforestation there to try to remove the cover that the Viet Cong had. So they came up with Agent Orange, but they really couldn't get it done with that. They wanted to try to set fires, but they said, you know what, we can't set fires unless we can get sufficient fuel on the ground. We've got to have a lot of underbrush and things. They understood that. Every forester understands that. Forestry departments understand that. My uncle was head of the forestry department at the University of Missouri. He understood that. He was complaining 40 years ago about how the government was following a policy that was going to burn our forest down. What do we see now? Here where I live in Texas, just south of Austin, Bastrop community, I think it was like 97% of the place burned down before I moved here to Austin. Why? Because of fuel on the ground. What'd they do afterwards? They came back and told people, clear up deadwood on the ground. But see, the government doesn't do that. The government pursues at the top. Understand, there's two different levels of government. The people who are setting the policy want to burn this place down. I'm not saying the people who are living there don't want to do it. The forestry people at that level don't want to see it, but they've been brainwashed by the people at the top who know what they're doing. They want to burn it down. That's what they're doing. They're burning down this economy, and we're not supposed to say anything about it. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and as I was just saying as we were in the break, when I was listening to Roger Stone talk to Alex Jones about the misportrayal of what the two of them had been talking about in terms of trying to get activists to the convention in Cleveland to lobby the delegates, to find out where these delegates are. And then they portray that as violence. I would say, you know, Cruz can go to Colorado or these caucuses or these non-election events. He can twist arms. He can lobby delegates. Okay. And it's just politics. He's just winning. Okay. But if you or I were to do that, if we, the people, were to go to these delegates, if we were to twist their arms and lobby them, then we would be threatening them with violence. You see the double standard there? See, the corrupt criminal insiders can hatch their conspiracies in smoke-filled rooms and it's not racketeering. But if you or I want to get involved in the political process, we're dangerous, okay? You want to really get dangerous? Have a protest and carry some weapons with you, legally. So you have a legal free speech protest and you carry some weapons with you. Now, we've done that. As a matter of fact, My sons, who went and filmed a couple of those early on, said, you know, the only time we haven't been hassled is when it's a demonstration with armed people. It's the only time the cops have left us alone. That's what the Second Amendment is about. That is a picture of the Second Amendment. It's like the mutual assured destruction that we had during the Cold War. It's like neither side wants to kick this off. So back off, buddy. I'll defend myself. Okay? That's what the Second Amendment is about. It's about the government respecting people. And a good example of this was in San Antonio about two and a half, three years ago. It was in October 2013. There was an open carry rally there. And the reason that open carry rally had been called was because we had people who were exercising their Second Amendment rights to open carry, trying to get the people of even Texas to not freak out if they see somebody with a gun and no uniform. That's scary. Okay, people with guns, with uniforms, right, they can be armed to the teeth. They can have all kinds of riot gear. Oh, that's okay. That's fine. They can be riding around fully militarized vehicles like they're in Fallujah or something. No problem. I've got no problem with that. But a citizen has a gun. Ooh, that's scary. See, it's exactly the opposite of the way it ought to be. We even have to have in Toy Story, we have to have Woody, Sheriff Woody, without a gun. Even the sheriff has no gun in his holster because, you know, he's not dressed in riot gear. I guess if they had set up Woody in riot gear, that would be okay. I remember when my sons were young, I wanted to give them some guns so they could play some real stuff, okay? And I went down to Toys R Us. I should have known better. It's nothing but a bunch of marketing gimmicks. You know, they're tied to TV shows and movies. I wanted to get them something. I couldn't find any Western guns for them to play with. All I could find was riot police gear. Yeah, you could buy that. You could have your children pretend they're riot police, but, you know, you don't want them to pretend they're John Wayne. That would be bad. That'd be scary. That'd be dangerous, okay? Or Davy Crockett. Heaven forbid. Okay, so I don't want to preface this. I'm going to tell you that since that rally in 2013, my family has referred to Ted Cruz as Mrs. Nesbitt from Toy Story. I'll show you the clip so you understand the context in just a moment. First, let's play this short clip from Hillary Clinton. That's how gun owners are really terrorists.
Citizens are the terrorists, right? We're so worried about terrorism, but we have terrorism on our own soil. Our gun manufacturers, our ammunition manufacturers are making terrorists out of our citizens. A sobering fact.
Yeah. See, the citizens are terrorists. She even says it, this lady there with Hillary. And Hillary's like, yeah, that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. Well, so we had this situation in San Antonio. I think it's Open Carry Texas put it together. They realized that people who were walking around legally carrying firearms openly, and at the time it was a long arm so they could sling over their shoulder, they were getting harassed by the police. So we said, all right, let's go down there. They said, let's have a big rally. So we got behind it. We supported it. We had over 1,000 people show up, all carrying firearms, in a peaceful rally to demonstrate that, hey, we have a right to legally carry these arms, and we're going to do it. And we're going to do it at the birthplace of freedom in Texas, the Alamo. And so that's what we did. We had a big rally there. We had the Texas, I think it was Land State Commissioner, was there. He has control over the monuments. He allowed that to happen. We had a lot of political speakers there. Alex Jones spoke there. You've probably seen the iconic shot of him in front of the Alamo. And I was really surprised after that was over. My wife said, you know, Ted Cruz is here. I was like, really? I didn't hear him speak. I didn't see him anywhere. No. He's across the street in the Hyatt. It's like, what? You mean we're having this? This is the guy who is telling us how he's this Mr. Constitution, and he's all about the Second Amendment. Oh, that's the top of his issues if you go to his website, Second Amendment. And he can't even bother to show up and speak at the Alamo? So, wow, that's really strange. This guy really is a phony because I've not trusted him since he ran for Senate. You got a wife who's a member of Goldman Sachs. You got a wife who's part of the Council on Foreign Relations. You got a wife who works with Robert Zoellick in terms of talking about how they want to have a common border around Mexico, the United States, and Canada, you know, because he's Mr. North American Union President. He's from Canada. Oh, so what? It's the same country, right? So he is a natural born citizen, I guess, right? So you got a wife who's into all of that. I didn't know about the secret loans from Goldman Sachs that he got when he was running. He didn't want to tell anybody about that because he was trying to distance himself from Goldman Sachs, from the Council on Foreign Relations, calling them a pit of vipers. That was a dog whistle, by the way, again, to his Christian community. Speaking the language, always doing the dog whistle. So it's like, oh, yeah, this guy's authentic. Okay, you saw what he did to Ben Carson. He's not authentic. Okay, before the Ben Carson episode, I had a lot of suspicion about him because of that. And then it was, I guess it was about a year. Yeah, it was a year after he had been elected. He got elected in 2012. And then October 13, 2013, we're there at the Alamo. We have an open carry rally, massive rally about the Second Amendment. Everybody is pumped up, but not Ted Cruz, Mr. Second Amendment. He is across the street speaking to the Tea Party, literally the Tea Party, a bunch of blue-haired GOP women donors, okay? And here's the article from the San Antonio, my San Antonio at the time. He was speaking to the Texas Federation of Republican Women at the Grand Hyatt. Okay? So here he is. He can't even, you know, poke his head out the window and wave to us like royalty. He's not passionate about the Second Amendment. This guy is phony about everything. He's phony about the Constitution. He won't tell us why he thinks he's qualified. He won't defend the case that he's a natural born citizen because he's not. Okay? He's simply a slick lawyer. And so when I heard that, we said, oh, he's like Mrs. Nesbitt. Let's play this. Remember when you had, but let me set this up before you guys roll this. Okay, Toy Story. You have Buzz Lightyear walk in. He finds, Woody walks in, finds Buzz Lightyear, kind of delusional. And he's dressed, for those of you who are listening on the radio, he's dressed in a hat with an apron, and he's having a tea party. And he says, I'm Mrs. Nesbitt. Let's roll that clip.
What happened to you?
One minute you're defending the whole galaxy, and suddenly you find yourself sucking down Darjeeling with
Marie Antoinette and her little sister.
I think you've had enough tea for today. Let's get you out of here, bud.
Don't you get it? You see the hat? I am Mrs. Nesbitt. Snap out of it, bud!
Yeah, that's Ted Cruz. He's Mrs. Nesbitt, and he's been Mrs. Nesbitt in my book and my household ever since he went to a tea party with a bunch of GOP women donors instead of going to the open carry rally. The guy is a phony. And let me go to the issues on their website. Let's talk about a couple of issues here, okay? When you go to Ted Cruz's website and you look at the issues, here's the ones that he has here. Restore the Constitution, Second Amendment rights, secure the border, defend our nation, stand with Israel. Stand with Israel. Why single? Okay. Religious liberty, life, marriage, and family, jobs and opportunity, and reign in Washington. Okay? You go to Donald Trump. Here's his issues. Pay for the wall, health care reform, U.S.-China trade reform, Veterans Administration reforms, tax reform, Second Amendment rights, immigration reform. Now, he doesn't have as many issues, but Donald Trump has very detailed. I've never seen as detailed a policy statements from any candidate and all the policy statements I've been looking at. We're going to look at some of these things, but notice what is missing off of Ted Cruz. There's nothing about Obamacare. You see, the reason he was speaking to the Republican women, well, we know the reason he was speaking to them at their tea party, he wanted their money, okay? But what he was talking to them about was Obamacare. He's going to do something about Obamacare. Here he is. He's been running for a long time, and there's absolutely nothing I see on his issues, and I've looked at several of these. I thought, well, maybe he's got it under Restore the Constitution or reign in Washington or what. I don't see anything about Obamacare. You know what? He doesn't have a plan. He doesn't have a plan. I talked about this before. How many times have we been lied to by the GOP establishment saying they're going to get rid of Obamacare and they don't have a plan to get rid of it? They don't have a plan to replace it. They don't have a plan because they don't plan to do anything about it. They wave this in front of you. Again, it's another dog whistle for their loyal pack of followers to get you to vote for them, and they have absolutely no intention of doing anything about it. If you go to Donald Trump's site, yeah, healthcare reform is one of the big things up there. Why? Because he knows, like immigration reform, he knows that healthcare reform was what Republicans wanted. And it's what the Republican politicians like Ted Cruz won't do anything about. Won't do anything about it. They don't have a plan. They don't plan to do anything about it. If you look at, and we've mentioned this before, if you look at Donald Trump, he's got a very detailed healthcare plan. He's got 7 detailed points. First one, eliminate the mandate. Second one, let's get rid of the laws that prohibit competition across state lines. Do you understand how upside down that is? We have the globalists like Ted Cruz and Paul Ryan who want to have free trade, they say. So we need to turn over the management of our economy to a foreign international commission that's going to dictate to us what trades and taxes and tariffs and what our industries were going to be allowed to have. But then within the United States, Ted Cruz, the Republican Party, don't even talk about the fact that we aren't allowed to have competition between insurance companies within the United States. So they don't even support free trade in the United States, and yet they're exporting our jobs, folks. That's the point. They don't want free trade. It's not about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring's letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
For the Alex Jones Show, I'm David Knight, your host. I want to go back and talk about the difference between Donald Trump's health care plan, his Obamacare plan, if you want, his Obamacare replacement plan, and Ted Cruz's no plan. Just a moment. But before we do, I want to tell you that we have DNA Force Plus. is now back in stock. Of course, DNA Force has been sold out for quite some time. It's one of our best-selling nutraceuticals. It has been out of stock for quite some time. It is now back in stock, and it is now DNA Force Plus. It has a new special ingredient, very powerful ingredient, for the same price, however, as the original DNA Force. It's been sold out for months, now back in stock. And, of course, DNA Force is loaded with the patented BioPQQ compound, backed by 175 clinical studies. Extremely hard to secure, very expensive ingredient there, but also it contains a lot of other very powerful ingredients to support your health. It besides BioPQQ, it also has a patented form of antioxidant CoQ10. It has digestive enzymes, immune-boosting supplements, things like pomegranate extract, and plant-based resveratrol. It's extremely hard to produce. We run out of it very often, and we're out of it when we do for months because it is so difficult to produce and so expensive to produce in each batch. Right now, DNA Force is back, and it's DNA Force Plus, same price as the original DNA Force, but with a new powerful ingredient. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. And just before the break, we were talking about Ted Cruz, who did not want to show up to the Second Amendment rally, the giant open carry rally that we had at the Alamo back in 2013. He was speaking to Republican women, Republican donors, at a Tea Party meeting to get money to say that it was all about Obamacare. But you look at his website, and I don't see what he wants to do about Obamacare. I know he's against it, but I don't know what he's planning to do against it. Okay? He's never come up with a plan. He doesn't have a plan. If you have no plan, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. And that's what they've been planning to do. They want that issue to hang around just like abortion has hung around for decades. It's a useful thing for them and for the Democrats, okay? Except the Republicans are losing on that issue. So that's an important issue for them to keep hanging around. But let's take a look at Donald Trump, because that is actually one of his issues. And as I was just starting to go down his plan, I think it's worthwhile to take a look at it. He's got 7 points. First one is to repeal the mandate, the individual mandate. Yeah, instead of having a mandate, instead of holding a gun to somebody's head, let's have voluntary incentives, okay? And then he allows things like you can deduct this from your income tax. See, there's an incentive. It's a voluntary thing. You can decide to do it or not, but he gives you an incentive to do it. You know, if health care is so important, and it is, why can't the government let us deduct more of it from our taxes when we pay taxes, okay? They don't. They have very high threshold before you're allowed to deduct anything. But, of course, what he's saying is, you know, you'd be able to deduct your health insurance premiums from your tax returns. You would also be able to set up health savings accounts, okay, and contributions in them that would also be tax-free. You would also own that. You could even pass it on in your estate to your family if you saved money. So you want to give people incentives to save money. Oh, and you want to give them the mechanism. You want to give them an ability to know and shop the prices by providers, by healthcare providers and hospitals. That's in here as well. Require price transparency. Open up a free market. So you can't have insurance companies competing across state lines right now. That's prohibited. Wait a minute. I thought these Republicans and Democrats who are pushing these transatlantic and transpacific partnerships, they're all about free trade, aren't they? Not in America. Not in America. You don't want competition amongst the insurance providers. Why? Because they're the ones who wrote Obamacare to increase their profits. Competition hurts their profits, so they don't want that competition. So basically what you do is you open the marketplace up. You give people ownership. You give them the information and the ability to shop and save. You give them an incentive because they have ownership in it. And then he does things like remove barriers to entry into the free market by drug providers that offer safe and cheaper products, okay? We need to have more competition. The FDA is a large component of the price cost here. The pharmaceutical industry loves that. We need to open up some of that in terms of generics, but that's what they're doing the exact opposite of with the Trans-Pacific and the Transatlantic Partnership. So there are some real things that we could do. And, you know, nobody talks about Donald Trump's health care program. It's a very detailed program. It's all free market stuff. It's all really stuff. He didn't dream this up. It's not some crazy wacko idea. This is all stuff I've been seeing in conservative and libertarian think tanks and free market think tanks. I've been seeing this for 25 years because, you know, it was 25 years ago that Hillary Clinton wanted to take over health care. And at that point, there were a lot of think tanks that started coming up with, what can we do to make healthcare more affordable, to control the cost, to do all these things? And so they've been working on this for a long time. He put it all together. Nobody wants to talk about that. They want to say, Donald Trump, you know, they don't want to talk about his issues. They want to say he has issues. No, he's got real issues to talk about. They just won't talk about that. They try to talk about his personality. Stay with us. We'll come back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. And of course, as we look at this election, one of the things that we who've been looking at this for a very long time, and I've been involved in the past in third-party politics. I've watched how they rig this to the benefit, the exclusive benefit of the Republican and Democrat Party. And I've watched the mainstream Democrats and Republican voters believe that this is some kind of an open, honest process. I know that it's very rigged. I've seen how many different ways they rig it. And, of course, the voting, the counting of the votes itself is very easily rigged. We've talked about that in the past. We've talked about the connections with the voting machine company, Smartmatic, connected to George Soros via the guy who runs Smartmatic now, is a guy who was vice chair of George Soros' Open Foundations Society. Also, former vice president of the, is either the World Bank or the IMF Fund. I think it was World Bank. I can't remember now. Nevertheless, this is a guy who is thoroughly connected with the globalist agenda. And the company itself began in Venezuela by Hugo Chavez Hugo Chavez used it to rig his elections. He's been involved in multiple rigging of elections throughout Central and South America, especially in Brazil, where the socialist president who won, in spite of the fact that she was roundly booed by 60,000 people at a World Cup event, down by 10 points, and then all of a sudden she wins with the Smartmatic machines. And there was no exit polling. And the company that normally would do exit polling took a powder and then took a lot, millions of dollars of subsidies from the government after she won that election. And that's one of the things we need to be concerned about. You know, here in the United States, when we look at these polls and I see Ted Cruz and the popular opinion polls is down by 10 and then wins by 10, or he's up by 5 and wins by 20 points the next day. It's like, really? Do these polls, are these polls just totally meaningless, or is there some kind of a rigging going on at the election polls? We should have some exit polling. And you can go back in most of these elections, if you look at the polling organizations that go back in and do what they call exit polling, they're not doing exit polling to see if the elections were honest or not. They're coming back and saying, well, the people who said that they voted for this candidate said they voted for them because of this. And people who voted for that candidate said this was the thing they were looking for. And how many people who were evangelicals voted for candidate A and how many voted for candidate B? They don't ever go back in and say, well, you know, our exit polls said that candidate A got this percent and candidate B got that percent. That's very different from what we actually got from the actual election. Isn't that interesting? That would be very interesting. But you would never in America ever question the integrity of the electoral system. Or would you? Maybe you should. Maybe you will, beginning now. And if nothing else happens, that's a major takeaway. As part of the wake-up process, folks, let's wake up America. Of course, we sell that coffee at InfoWars.com. I'm not giving a commercial for that. I'm telling you, you do need to wake up America. You need to look at this. This is being portrayed to us as this is the headline from Bloomberg. Cruz campaign outmuscles Trump in the Colorado sweep. And then we've got Rush Limbaugh saying Ted Cruz isn't cheating. He's winning. No. When you're talking about outmuscling, I mean, this really is a mafia racketeered organization. And when you talk about whether he's winning or whether he's cheating, is this just politics? As I pointed out before, you know, when he goes and he twists the arms of delegates and he lobbies them, that's just politics. But we do that. We're threatening people. If we call for that, we're threatening people. But hey, it's great when an insider lobbies other insiders. That's approved and that's okay because it's all part of their private party. And you know, when Rush said that, I thought it was very interesting because not only do I disagree with him, I think it is cheating. I think that, they need to replace the trust Ted background to cheat Ted because that's what he is. He's a lying thief. Rush said this. He said, you know, we could go into a little discussion, if you want, about insider versus outsider. And I've tried to tell people these insiders are not just going to let this stuff go, folks. They're not just going to sit idly by and let you take it away from them. No, that's right. Ted Cruz is an insider. Let's understand that. Let's understand how this system is rigged. Let's understand how it's racketeered. Let's understand who the insiders are and who the outsiders are. Let's understand this guy with his Goldman Sachs, Council on Foreign Relations, George W. Bush connections is an insider. Always was, always has been. He was there to take votes away from the Libertarian campaign of Rand Paul. He was there to portray himself as an outsider, perhaps to unite the Republican Party under Jeb Bush as the insider. Well, let's bring in all the disaffected people who really want to see Washington change. I'll pull in Ted Cruz as my vice president. Or, if it went the other way, Ted Cruz wins and pulls in the Bush faction because we're going to unite the insiders and the outsiders. No, folks, he was an insider. And it makes me absolutely sick to see these conservative mouthpieces of the GOP establishment. Of course, Rush has been that his entire career. But to see these other people too, like, you know, Levin and Glenn Beck and the Red State. Here's something from the Red State bragging about the fact that Cruz is stealing delegates in North Carolina, where I came from. North Carolina delegate disaster brewing for Donald Trump. John Kasich leads Donald Trump and delegates. How about that? How did that work out? Well, you know, when they actually had an election there, Donald Trump got 40% of the vote. Ted Cruz got 37% of the vote. John Kasich got 13. But John Kasich gets 2 delegates, Donald Trump gets 1 delegate, and Cruz gets 21 delegates. That's out of the 24 delegates that are being allocated so far, okay? Now, the way this works is there's 72 delegates in North Carolina, but only 33 of those are chosen by the state GOP. Do you see a problem with that? 33 out of the 72 in North Carolina are chosen by the insiders to start with. Now, out of those remaining 39, Cruz is going in and getting most of them. Cruz has gotten out of the 24 of the 39 that have already been selected. Cruz has gotten 88% of those, even though he only got 37% of the vote. Trump has gotten only 4% of those, even though he got 40% of your vote. Now, I'm angry about this, not because I'm a Trump supporter. I'm angry about the corruption. Because, you know, I'm angry to see this happening on the Democrat side as well. When you look at Wisconsin, different candidate, different party. I don't support Bernie. He's a socialist. I don't like socialists. I've called him Bernie Sandernista because he loved the Nicaraguan socialism. That kleptocracy, if you want to call it that, is really what it was. So I would never vote for Bernie. I don't support Bernie. But I don't like to see the election run like a mafia system. This is racketeering, folks. It's racketeering. When he goes to a different state, different party, different individual, somebody I don't support, in Wyoming, he got 27% more of the vote than Hillary Clinton did. He beat her by 12 points. He got 27% more of the vote. Guess what? She got 57% more of the delegates. So he beats her by 30% in the popular vote. She gets 60% more delegates. That's the corrupt system that we have in this country. And that's both of the parties, which really is a single party. And let me go back to this North Carolina story, because this is the way they're bragging about it on Red State. They said the Donald Trump campaign is raising incompetence to previously unseen heights. His idea was that he goes out, gives speeches to big rallies, and then gets the nomination. Well, they left out an important step there, didn't they? There's an election in between the big speeches and big rallies and the nomination. There's an election that goes there. And they left that out of their little snotty comment. That's what's missing from the red state narrative. Voters, you're the ones they're stealing this from. They're not stealing it from Bernie. They're not stealing it from Trump. They're stealing it from you. These racketeers are stealing it from you. These Republican Democrats, the Demopublicans, the Republicrats, whatever you want to call them, they're stealing it from you. They're saying, we can only have two parties. We're it. We'll decide who gets on the ballot. We'll set up all kinds of obstacles for third parties and independents. But for us, we're automatically on the ballot. I mean, even when they don't turn their paperwork in, like John Kasich in Pennsylvania, he didn't turn in. He had to turn in 2,000 signatures that were verified. He didn't meet that. And they said, that's all right. We'll let him on the ballot anyway. They would never do that to a third party. They would never do that to an independent candidate. They waived the rules. They waived the rules for Bernie and Hillary because the Democrat Party didn't do the paperwork on time. Why bother? It doesn't really matter. The rules are for other people. They're not for us. It's the same thing you see happening with the emails. You know, we just had Obama come out and say, well, there's top secret, and then there's top secret. And it's like, okay. Whatever the meaning of it is, okay? Yeah, there's rules for her, and then there's rules for the rest of you. And we have set up this national security state that we worship, and we sacrifice all of our freedoms and our rule of law and the Constitution on the altar of this national security state. But when she openly shows contempt for it and violates it and exposes all of the stuff that is above top secret, things that were born secret, confidential conversations between her and other heads of state, when all of this stuff that we're supposed to believe is vital to our safety, vital to our security, when all that's just put out on an open server or private server because it suits her to do that, she's given a free pass. And, you know, there's secret and then there's secret. You know, there's Hillary's secrets and then there's national security secrets. And her secrets are more important and she is too big to jail. So that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the double standard here. We're seeing the fact that it's the voters, not Donald Trump, not Bernie Sanders, that are being cheated here. When I look at this New York Times article, They say, you know, as the campaigns seek delegates, ordinary voters are feeling sidelined. It's like, yeah, you know, don't feel like you're being left out. Please, we don't want to hurt your feelings. We want you to just understand this is a private club. See, when they want it to be a private club, it's a private club. When they want it to be the government, then it's the government. When they come in and say, well, you know, we're going to decide what's in the people's interest and we're going to take over the debate process and we're not going to let anybody into the presidential debates unless they're 15% in the polls because, you know, that'd just be too confusing to have too many candidates up on the stage. Like all the Republican and Democrat debates that we covered for the last 6 months. Okay, we can't have more than two candidates on the stage. Right. And we can't have anybody that's got less than 15% support. Right. Okay. Okay. It'd just be too confusing. Now, they did that after Ross Perot got in. They didn't ever want that to happen again, so they set it up so they don't let anybody in there. But see, they're just a private party. It's just a private club. It's their party. They can do whatever they want to. You know, it's a club, and like Carlin says, you're not in it. And they go on to say in the New York Times that supporters of Trump and Sanders feel stymied by the delegation process. That's because it was designed years ago precisely to make it difficult for candidates like them to become the nominee. So, there you go. Yeah, it was designed to be corrupt and calcified and to shut out anybody who comes in with any new ideas. And we're going to ask the same questions from the mainstream media at all the debates that we ask at all the debates. They don't change it from year, from election season to election season. They don't get the same questions we got 4 years ago. Not only that, but within the election, they don't change from week to week. Whether it's CNN or whether it's Fox News, it's the same questions on the same narrow band of issues. You know, you would think that they would even talk to them about pot legalization or something, because that's got a lot of different aspects to it. It's happening. It's breaking out. It's a states' rights versus federal government issue. There's a lot of things they could talk about. They don't even want to bring that up. They don't want to talk about that. And then the New York Times goes on and says, well, like any private members-only club. See, it's a private members-only club. Political parties are not official government entities, except when they want to be. They want to tell us that as businesses, we don't have any rights. We don't even have religious rights in businesses because you're open to the public. And yet these are people who are running elections that are subsidized by the taxpayers. But no, they're a private party, members-only. They're trying to join us, as Reince Priebus says, okay? Party leaders exercise, according to the New York Times, considerable control over which candidate gets their endorsement and the attendant privilege of using their political infrastructure. You want to get upset about privilege? You want to talk about white privilege? Let's talk about political privilege. Let's talk about crony socialism. That's the real political privilege. And let's take a look, because everybody went, oh, you're just a Trump supporter or whatever. Let's take a look at what they're saying on the Democrat side. Let's play this clip. You guys got this clip set up about Sanders wants to rig the system with superdelegates, says Hillary Clinton. Let's play that clip.
Is the system rigged in that way?
And really, I think when you talk about rigging the system, that's what Senator Sanders is trying to do now. Hillary Clinton has won in the popular vote by a wide margin. She's got more than 2 million votes over Senator Sanders in all the contests when you add them all up. She's won more states. She's won more pledged delegates. So now that's forcing Senator Sanders to go out and talk about the idea that he wants to try to flip superdelegates and get him to overturn the will of the people as expressed through who's won the most contests.
Well, yeah. Well, that would be the will of the people. See, she started out 15% ahead with all these superdelegates. The superdelegates said in New York when they were asked by a New York paper, well, what if Bernie were to win the popular vote? Would you still vote for Hillary Clinton? Oh, absolutely. There's nothing that could keep me from voting for Hillary Clinton. I make that decision. I am a party of one. Okay? I'm not going to pay any attention to the voters. I could care less about the voters. And clearly, I think she would have a case if he basically flipped all that. I'd get rid of the superdelegates. Instead of people saying, well, I need the superdelegates. No, you need the superdelegates. Or get rid of them. Have the people vote. Make it a proportional election if you want to. Get rid of the winner-take-all. But, you know, let's at least do that. And then, of course, we need to clean up the election so they can't rig all this stuff with their phony voting machines. That's the other part of the issue. But then they come back and they say this. Let's play this other clip. The Democrat primary process was rigged to favor Hillary Clinton. Here's the other side of the issue.
The Democrats have set up this race in a way that favors the person who establishes a large lead from the outset.
Okay. Okay.
And it's hard to, when you're playing on those kinds of rules, it's hard to climb out of a hole. Because even if you win, if you don't win overwhelmingly, it's not enough. We saw that just yesterday where he wins in Wyoming, a great state for him, and they split delegates.
Right. Basically, his team thinks
thinks, okay, maybe we come close in New York or we win by a little bit. Then they move into these north states that they don't think they have a chance for. They're looking for when the race moves back out west to Oregon, right, to California. They hope they can rack up big wins there and then make the case that he's more electable than her in a general election and have all these superdelegates switch sides. It's just hard to see that playing out given the institutional like biases built into the process, right, towards the person who, as you point out, establishes a big lead.
Yeah, and of course I talked about that last night, and I talked about it because I think really the corruption in the Republican Party is even more in your face because they just keep saying, hey, we're not cheating, we're winning, we're proud of what we're doing. It's a private party, they're trying to join us, and we're happy with this process. So I reported on that last night. You can find that video, Rhinos Go Rico. Because understand, they're not really Republicans. You've got one political party, and it's a globalist multinational party. That's the people at the top who are running this thing. And even though you got honest people, you got some people at within the party structure, even people who are elected officials, the people who really control the situation is a one-party globalist system. One of the ways that they get through this, of course, I want to go back. I forgot to talk about this when I was talking about the issues. I compared Ted Cruz on Obamacare and Donald Trump, but it's the way they talk about it. You know, everybody is attacking Donald Trump on waterboarding as torture, and he's, I think, foolishly jumping into it. Ted Cruz does it in a much more nuanced way. When we come back, I'll tell you how he does that. The secrets of a lying, cheating lawyer. This is the way they do it, folks. Whether it's natural born citizen or whether it's torture.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. In this last segment, I want to tell you how Ted Cruz gets away with this. I want to give you a preview of what's happening tonight on the Nightly News. Before I do, real quickly, we have Super Male Vitality back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. We know our bodies are under hormonal attack from estrogen mimickers and the food and water supply. We've documented this many times. You can see this with the fish, with the shrimp in the water, how the chemicals that are washing out of our systems, that we're flushing down our toilets, that are coming out of our urine and being put into the system, are actually affecting sex changes in the shrimp. Yeah, it's not just us. Many people are talking about this. How do you fight this? Well, one of the things you can do is you can take something like Super Male Vitality. It helps to sort out and protect against this hormonal attack in your system. Super Male Vitality has hundreds of five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Take a look at these interviews, see these reviews, see what people have said about this. It's something that I use on a regular basis. It is something that is formulated to help you to fight these estrogen mimickers that you find in the food and in the water supply. And right now, it is in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Check out, read the hundreds of five-star reviews that you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, just before we went to the break, I was going to tell you about how Ted Cruz spins the issue. But it's really one of the reasons why, even though I disagree with Donald Trump on many issues, I feel more comfortable with him than somebody like Ted Cruz, who will tell me what I want to hear sometimes. And then he'll go tell somebody else what they want to hear. Here's a good example of this. When they had the debates before New Hampshire, and they were talking about waterboarding, okay? Donald Trump says, yeah, I'm all for it. Let's bring it back. No, I disagree. And we've said that many times. Ted Cruz, however, says this. He says, torture is wrong. Unambiguously wrong, period, the end. But then the guy who was with the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel during the Bush administration, who opposed waterboarding, said, well, you know, it's interesting. He says he opposes torture, but he doesn't say what constitutes torture. Guess what? It took about 2 weeks for Ted Cruz to come out and say, well, you know what? Waterboarding isn't torture. That was the whole thing they were talking about during the debate. That's the way he deceives people. He shuts down the debate. He shuts down the discussion. He makes people feel secure. He makes them feel like he's on their side. Remember, this is the guy who has used data mining to create personalized appeals to individual voters as they go door to door, as volunteers go door to door. He will tell you precisely what you want to hear. And then who knows what this guy will do. Now, they're talking about Paul Ryan as, we don't know what he's doing. He's going around, he's campaigning for something. Maybe it's this time, maybe it's 4 years from now. We really don't know. But I want you to consider the guy that is now being looked at, the guy who was the longest-serving Republican Speaker of the House in history, Dennis Hastert. A lot of news about Dennis Hastert. You think that they won't put corrupt people in office? You know, when you look at this D.C. Madam stuff, I had the D.C. Madam's lawyer on last Friday. It was Montgomery Blair Sibley, and he said, hey, I've got a lot of information on people. This is crucial to the election. Voters need to have this information before they make their decisions. He said he was going to release some stuff this week. He's been blocked from releasing individual names, but he says, hey, there's somebody on there you need to know about. And he said other people who have looked at this says, well, we know that it isn't names on the list or not. Trump, Kasich, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders. Anyway, he did release some of the institutions that were involved in this, and these would be people who are high up in these institutions because he's not going to know who the lower-level employees are. FBI, IRS, State Department, Department of Commerce, the Embassy of Japan, Lockheed Martin, Price, Waterhouse, Coopers, all those people are in there. We've got Dennis Hastert, and he is now, it was first three, then four, then five people that he had abused. Of course, they let the statute of limitations run out on that. They shouldn't have. There shouldn't be any statute of limitations on that. So they're coming at him with other charges. We got comedian Andy Richter, who works with Conan O'Brien, says, yeah, I went to that school. I remember he used to set up his lazy boy and watch the boys in the showers. That's who the GOP elevated. That's why they elevated him to that position. Tonight on the Nightly News at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, we're going to take a look at the 9/11 report.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.